93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is called Breaking Bad News. If you have to call somebody and break bad news to them, don't do it by yourself. Let us help you.
Yeah, it's fun for us.
It's always better with a crowd, too, when you have to break bad news. Mm-hmm. And so today we'll be talking to Whitney, and she's going to be breaking bad news to her boyfriend. Good morning, Whitney.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're good.
Yeah, we're real good. I know you're not great because you're on a segment called Breaking Bad News, and it says here you're going to break some bad news to your boyfriend. How long have you been going out with your boyfriend, Whitney?
I've been with him for like 3 months, and we definitely have gotten pretty serious, so I'm really upset.
Okay.
I found underwear that were not mine.
Oh boy.
In his room. And so I had just like, you know, like a gut instinct. And so I started following him. And I don't know why, but they were meeting at like the laundromat. I don't even fucking understand that. But I totally caught the other girl. I followed him to her house. And I didn't want to bring myself to go inside. But like, you know, I'm 100% he's cheating on me. So.
Okay. All right, so I always get worried when it's an accusal of cheating, just because you never know. I mean, but you saw with your own two eyes, you saw the.
I mean, he's with her all the time. I was following him for like 2 weeks before I was like, "Okay,
right,
just not be stupid." Including, those aren't my underwear. Like a woman knows what underwear she has, so that was what led me to be like a stalker, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. And has he given you any signs in your relationship that he's been cheating on you? Have you noticed?
Nope.
So just right out of the blue.
Yep.
All right. And are you going to call it off now, or what do you hope to gain by being on the radio with this? Like,
I just want to talk to him. Like, I want to confront him, and at least like from what we've shared, I want him to admit it to me. That's at least what I deserve. You know, like that's my only form of closure. So I want to talk to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And your boyfriend's name is Nate, is that right?
Yeah, well, he's no longer my boyfriend.
Yeah,
but
you're already moved in the past.
Yep.
That's good.
Past tense.
Okay, and so is he a pretty level-headed guy, or is he sort of a, how do you think he's going to take this? I mean, obviously,
honestly have no idea, because he did a really good job of totally playing me, so.
Huh.
Yeah.
Like, I was, like, looking at a future with this guy, so.
Yeah.
Just really disappointing. I don't know how he's going to take it, but I don't really care, because he's selfish, so.
Right, yeah. Boy, I mean, it's tough. It sounds bad. And you don't think there's any other explanation, like a long-lost cousin?
No.
No, okay.
No.
That's just awkward.
I didn't know, yeah. You never...
Yeah, I don't know why he would have his cousin's underwear. That's really awkward.
Maybe she was staying with, I don't know.
Friendly.
You guys don't live together, do you?
Well, he stays at my house all the time. Like,
okay.
We don't live together, but, you know.
Right.
I have found someone else's underwear.
Sure.
So.
Sure, okay.
And I stay at his place all the time, so it's like, it's almost like we do, but...
Okay. Yeah. No, it's not, I get it. That's how a lot of relationships are. Okay. We're going to dial Nate's phone number, and it's just going to be you and him on the phone together at first, and you'll break the bad news to him, and we'll see how it all goes, okay?
Okay.
All right. Good luck. It's Breaking Bad News here on 93.1 Jams.
Hello?
Hello?
Who is this?
This is Whitney. What's up?
Oh, Jesus. Did you change your number?
Jesus.
Did you change your number?
No.
What, I don't recognize your number.
How are you doing? How's it going?
I have you blocked. Like, Whitney, you know I blocked your number. You know I blocked you on all social media.
No,
why
you
are
didn't.
You calling me from a different number?
No, you
right
didn't.
Now?
What is going on?
Why would you block my number? I don't understand.
Wait, is there, like, who is that on the phone with you?
Hello? Hi.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. This is actually Marco and Krista here on 93.1 Jams. Did you say you blocked your number and you blocked her on social media?
He's lying.
Wait, is this a radio station?
It is.
Wait, it is.
Did you fall into a radio station to call me?
She did.
Okay, hold on a second.
Yeah.
I'm very confused here. Is this Nate?
Yes, this is Nate. And
yeah.
What did she tell you?
Okay, well, she's your girlfriend for 3 months, and she was going to tell you that she caught you cheating.
I don't understand why you blocked my number. Like, what's the big deal?
Yeah, of course, I told you that. No, this is a really crazy psycho bitch who has been relentlessly pursuing me for months now. And I've been trying to make very clear to her that I'm not interested. And I have a girlfriend.
Oh, look, he's trying to get out of it.
I've had to block her on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. I've blocked her phone number. And now she's like, what did she tell you exactly? I would love to know.
Okay, are you saying that you are not going out with Whitney, Nate, that you've never gone out with her ever?
No, like, I literally
we went out once
on Tinder. I told her, thanks, I'm not interested.
Why would you block my number?
Okay. But Whitney, you just told us a few minutes ago that you were dating solid for 3 months. You were going to get...
I have no other way of getting a hold of him.
So let me get this straight.
What?
You used us to call Nate to call from a different number so that he wouldn't know it was you and you could get back to talking to him.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get through to him. Like, how am I supposed to get through to him if he blocks all of my numbers and my email and whatever else?
Huh.
You know, Instagram.
Yeah.
He blocked me from everything.
So you guys aren't going out.
Well, we went out. We went out one time.
But boyfriend and
like, you know,
date
he led me on. He made me think that you know, he was really into me, and now I can't get a hold of him. So I had to call you guys.
All right.
It's not a big deal.
Well, actually it is a big deal. It's called lying. Nate, are you still with us or did he hang up? Nate?
No, I'm
okay.
I'm here. This is just a lot. This is a lot for me right now.
He's gonna call the police.
So you have a real girlfriend, a real life girlfriend, Nate.
Yeah, she's great. We've been dating for about 2 months now.
Oh, she's great. She's great. Then why did you take me on a date?
Oh, jeez.
Because I hadn't met her yet.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, whatever.
What's going on? I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
It seems like
we don't get it.
Well, we got played.
Yeah.
All right. So, well, Whitney, I'm sorry that this is not working out for you here. But you can't start a conversation with us on a false pretense with a bunch of lies and expect it to go any better.
Okay, well, I just didn't know how else to get a hold of him. Like,
okay.
It's common decency to just get back to me and tell me how you really feel. You can't just take your
I told you how I really feel. And if you're still confused, I'll tell you right now again, you're a psycho bitch. And if I ever hear from you again, I'm calling the cops.
That's so disrespectful.
Okay.
Well, it's disrespectful.
Whatever. I don't even care anymore.
Okay. All right. But the police are involved.
This was fun.
Yeah.